Hello guys, and welcome to our first episode of this podcast, From Zero to Hero podcast. Okay, so in this episode, we are going to talk and we are going to discuss about sales. Okay, I know that most of you hate selling. Nobody wants to sell or to be sold. Everybody wants to buy. But if you want to run a successful business, you need to have the sales mastery blueprint. You need to know what it takes in order to have a successful business through sales. I don't care if you're selling physical products on your website, on eBay, on Amazon, Shopify, your own website, your own store, or you're selling digital products, coaching programs, training courses, weight loss products, online, offline, I don't care. And actually, it doesn't matter. It makes no difference. Every business needs this sales blueprint. And actually, it contains 6 steps. Write this down. Take press pause and get paper and pen, because these 6 steps are the fundamentals of your business. Are you ready? Step number 1. Identify your ideal customer. You need to identify your ideal customer and then build your customer avatar. Let's pretend for our example that you are selling weight loss products, okay? And you want to target people who are overweight in the United States. Your ideal customer looks like this. It's a man or woman, it doesn't matter, from 25 to 55 years old, live in US and is overweight. Okay? Does it make sense? Absolutely. Now, if you're selling, cat toys, you need to focus in other details of your customer. The country should be the same, but the age should be higher, or maybe you need to target mostly women, or when you sell beauty products for a beauty salon, you need to focus on women from, for example, 35 plus years old, and with interest for beauty, makeup, you know, hairdressing and all this stuff. So your first step, and it's very critical step, you need to identify your ideal customer. Because if you don't know who actually is your customer, you cannot target and focus on that. Does that make sense? Absolutely. Okay, great. This is step number 1. Step number 2. Copywriting. Write this down. Copywriting. For me, copywriting is the second most important art, because copywriting is an art. The first one is selling. If you know how to sell, selling is an art. If you know how to sell, you can make from a living to a fortune. You can sell anything, from a pen to a private jet. It doesn't make any difference. So copywriting, this is the second step. What is actually copywriting? Copywriting is the art that will bring the attention of your ideal customer to your product or service. The best copywriting is the most detailed copywriting. And you know, lots of the times I talk with people and say, hey George, I'm doing Facebook ads, Google ads, Bing ads, and this and that, and they don't work. No, your copywriting is not working. Facebook ads absolutely work. Okay? don't build a copywriting of a value of $10 and try to sell a service of a product of $100 value. Your copywriting should bring attention to your potential customer and also give the ability to the customer to understand the value you are going to bring to his life to his business. So copywriting is the second critical part of your of a successful business. Step number three, the hook. And what I mean by hook, I don't mean a real hook, okay? Catching fishes. The hook is actually what you give them, what you give them in order to bring them into your business, into your store. Okay, have you ever been in a big supermarket and there are stands with beautiful girls promoting something? They try to bring you in the business. They try to bring you to do something, and this is the next step, in order to come into the business. So the hook is really important. You can give the best hooks are these two things. You can give and provide something for free, a free sample, a free test, a free consulting, a free ebook, whatever will make him to engage with you and with your business. So giving something for free or for low cost will make your potential customer to engage with you. And this is the best part. This is where the magic starts. When people start engaging with you and they realize that you actually provide high value, they will be your lifetime customers. Okay, step number three was the hook. Step number four is the call to action, CTA. You call the call to action. You ask them to do something in order to get something. Okay, does that make sense to you? For example, you provide them at the hook a free book, a case study, whatever, and you ask them, this is the call to action, you ask them to put their email in order to get. This is an action. They provide you their email. Or for example, you provide them a real book or samples of your product for free and they just need to pay for shipping, okay, to cover the shipping. This is very popular method, free plus shipping. You can offer something for free and they just need to cover the shipping. And this is a really high engagement method. Why? Because when something is free, it's easy for anybody to put their email in order to receive something for free, right? But free plus shipping, they make this method make your people, your potential customers, to put out their credit card out of their wallet and pay you. And this is the highest level of engagement. Okay, of course you don't need and you don't have to charge them too much. You are going to do it later, okay? But this way of engaging is powerful. So step number four was call to action. You have a great copywriting, a great copy, a great ad with images, with the text. You provide high value and you ask them to do something to get this this value, your offer. Now, step number five, and this is very critical, trust me. It's upselling, upgrading your customers. Don't be afraid to upsell to your customer. You upgrade them. And here is where the pure profit and the great profits comes into your business. Let me tell you an example. Everybody knows McDonald's, right? Of course. The McBurger costs $1. If you go and buy a burger, costs $1. But do you know that McDonald's pay $1.70 to bring you into the store? So they get $1 from you and they spend $1.50 to bring you in with their copywriting, the ads and all this stuff. But do you remember which is the first question when you go to the cashier? Do you remember? The first question, the automatic question is fries, cola? They try to upsell you. And of course, 90% of the customers upgrade and they get fries or cola or both of them. And they actually, from $1, their order grow up to $5. And actually, this is how McDonald's and this business makes profit. This is where you're actually start making serious money with upselling. You give value and you give more value and more more of your services and more of your products in a combination to your clients. And they are happy and you're happy. Everybody is happy with upselling. Don't be afraid to upsell. And the last and sixth step, for me, it's the most important. Why? Because it's the after sales service. You found your ideal customer, your potential customer. You created great ads with copywriting and images and a hook, and you provide value free or for a low cost. You call them to action, to put their email, to make a phone call to schedule an appointment or a consultation, or they put out their credit card to pay you. You upsell. After that, you give them more value and they pay you for this. But the actual value, when you get long-term clients, not just a customer, when you get long-term clients is when you provide them support and after-sale service. Have you ever been in a supermarket doing the groceries and when you go back home, have a call? Hello, we are from Walmart. Did you enjoy your shopping with us? No, but when you buy a car, they do it. They're doing it. Okay, so after sales support, the follow-up with your client, ensure two things. Number one is that your client enjoy and actually started using your product or service. And number two, if he has any kind of issue with your product or service, you are here to solve it. And this adds value to your customer. The customer says, hey, this guy actually cares about my success, about my result. This guy is not just for money. He's actually caring. And this is engaging. And if you do it with the right way, you are going to have long-term clients. I told you guys, I don't care what you're selling. Product, physical product, online, offline, services, books, any kind. If you provide value to your potential customer, you are going to make really serious money. So guys, this is the 6 steps, the sales mastery blueprint. Any kind of business you're running or you're looking to run, you need to have this blueprint into action. You put this blueprint into action. Find your ideal customer, target him with great copywriting, ads, images, great hook, give value, provide something for free, a free consultation, free samples, free ebook, free case study, whatever. Then call them to action to do something in order to get your free stuff. And of course, after that, you start upselling and really making money. And after upselling, customer support is the key that will maintain your customers happy and with you for life. I hope, guys, that you enjoyed this episode from our podcast, and this was the Sales Mastery Blueprint. See you at the top, guys.